Nothing,
right?
Yeah.
Yo. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Phil and Stats. It's your boy Phil here. Once again, another show with my main man Kobe. What's good with you, my boy? What's good with you?
What's good, my man? How you doing? How you living?
I'm good. We got another special guest in the building. My boy Mario, man. What's good? Welcome to the show, man. Don't
appreciate
be shy to mic, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yo, yeah, for sure. Definitely. We here with another week of sports. You know what I'm saying? We want to break it down for you. You know what I'm saying? We're here, the hottest podcast, sports podcast in the world right now going on. Make sure y'all check us out, though. But here, hey, man, we back. Another week here, NBA. We got some more news. Your boy Ben Simmons, you know what I'm saying? His reasoning for wanting to not play for the 76ers is a little bit more added on, you know what I'm saying, with his agent. Rich Paul, you know, putting in some language in the contract. Hey, mental health, which we are big on mental health. Make sure you get yourself right, Ben. We all know we can see it. There's something going on, but
shout out Kid Cudi.
Yes. Like I said, with Ben Simmons, you know, so the language is, he says he's not ready, so he has the right to take his time to be a part of the 76ers. Now, what you think about that, Kobe? When you first saw the language, just first saw the wording of that, what was your initial reaction of it?
Man, the recent stuff not really. I mean, it's add more context to what's going on, but I mean, ultimately, bro, this just shouldn't have happened. I know a lot of people blame Philly, the team, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Doc Rivers. Man, to me, I'm gonna keep it real with you. This is all on Daryl Morey.
Okay,
this is all on him, bro. The problem is whenever they lost that game, what round they lost in?
Semifinals.
All right. That's crazy. People act like they lost in the first round. But whenever they lost that playoff series and the things were said after the playoff game, Daryl Morey should have said, oh, I got to get in front of this. He can't come back.
Yeah.
Right then and there. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He should have said that right then and there, because even before when training camp was starting, they said Simmons hasn't talked to the team since.
Yeah.
He should have known off the gate he can't come back.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a podcast on the way here. Think about Daryl Morey, bro. He is like an NBA celebrity. He is like, you know, one of the big time GMs. Not a GM. I mean, he's a president. I mean,
yeah,
he's still in the GM role, right?
Yeah.
He on his mindset that, you know, he gonna win all his trades. You know what I mean? He one of those guys that he been looking for suckers his whole GM career and swapping them out. You know what I mean? Getting James Harden when OKC obviously had to let somebody go.
Yeah.
I'll take that, right?
Yeah.
He gonna take L on this one, bro.
Yeah, I'm definitely agree.
He's got it, bro. If to be honest with you, if he's a good GM like he say he is, you'll be able to find them little small pieces to make up for what Ben Simmons put together.
Right.
But you can't. You just want to make sure you get like a Dame or you get like a Kyrie. So if it does fail, it's more put on the player because, oh, they didn't become the superstar that they supposed to be. But nah, if you a good GM, man, go get them. Go get them players that got accents. The Popovich, whatever the last name is, the Doncic, the whatever. Get you some 3-and-D guys.
Yeah.
Put it together.
Oh yeah.
But he can't do that. I think that's what it is.
I definitely agree with you on that part. It's kind of Daryl Morey's fault. Like I said, he wants to go for the gusto when he's trying to. Just like you said, in his career, he's done it even in Houston when he tried to get Jimmy Butler here.
Yeah.
When he, you know what I'm saying, signed Dwight Howard, when he tried to trade. When you trade with T-Mac, all of that. Like, all of that is in Daryl Morey. He's always going for the gusto. And I feel, like you said, he also made a comment, you know, saying that he doesn't want, it might be 4 years, Ben Simmons might be here. But it's because he wants to keep Joel Embiid's prime good. But it's like, you can get other pieces because you have other guys on that team, like Tobias Harris, who is really good. You know what I'm saying? Danny Green may be done now, officially now. But, like, he's still a veteran that can, as a championship guy.
Yeah. But, he can do something for you in the playoffs.
Yeah, and it's just like, you need to go get pieces to fit around Joel Embiid, not trying to go get a Dame or a Kyrie like you're saying and be the gusto. It's like, nah, you can get those smaller guys. Like, I know I said earlier this week, John Wall is available. It's a point guard for a point guard. And John Wall plays defense. It's not, now maybe not at Ben Simmons level, but he plays good enough defense, but he can run point and he can still give Joel Embiid his what's called? His time. His time with the Rock and everything.
John Wall want to win, though, like the rest of, you know what I mean? I think John Wall.
I feel, I know John Wall has a lot to prove.
He does have a lot to prove. I mean, to who?
To everybody. Everybody that counted him out. Like, literally, when he was hurt those 2 years, when he was out for the basketball for, like, literally 2 years, people were like, man, I don't know John Wall got like that. But when he was in Houston, before he got hurt in Houston, he was looking really good. He was working really nice. But then he got hurt, and now this year he's sitting out because he's coming in the crossroad where he doesn't want to give up the money for the contract he has left. He owes $91 million left on his contract. And it's hard just to walk away from that as a person that you earn that And so walk away from that and go somewhere else and be like second fiddle. I feel that's a great trade for the 76ers. Yeah. It's just, you can probably get John Wall. Maybe the Rockets have picks. You can get that too. But Morey, like you said, Morey has to stop trying to go for the gusto.
Can't go for gusto. One, Embiid probably don't want John Wall.
Yeah, well,
two, the only person that really knows if John Wall has anything to prove, it would be John Wall.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got something you want to say?
Yeah, definitely, man. I feel like for me, especially with this situation with Ben Simmons, it brings to mind, you know, the concept of buy-in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When you talk about championship caliber teams,
yeah,
all of the ones who got there all the way there, you know, they had buy-in from the jump, you know, even, you know, preseason and before summer camp. When you got a guy who is your marquee player, mm-hmm, you know, supposed to be, you know, the superstar of the team, who's one, not performing as he should, as he could.
Yeah.
And then two, he's not fully bought into the concept of, all right, we a team and we're going to win this together. It's more about me. It's more of the diva, you know, era that we in now. And even like you guys said, you know, bringing in a guy like, you know, John Wall, or just kind of bringing in a point guard, so to speak, that might not necessarily be the answer for that team. And it's hard to try to figure that out, you know, when you're in this stage, when you got a guy who's saying, well, it's my mental health, you know. And yeah, no disrespect to anybody, you know, who's dealing with mental health issues. We talking about basketball. We talking about, you know, your paid profession. You know, if you're taking, you know, mental days, you need that time off. If from your job, if you have those days, what happens? Do you still receive the pay?
Nah, definitely my job, sure.
Right, but yeah, in this case, because of the deeper era that we in, you know, a guy can basically make these type of, you know, these type of moves, and at the detriment of his own team, the organization, and now you got guys trying to figure out, like a Daryl Morey, trying to figure out how can we, you know, either move on from him and not only become a better team, but also to, you know, recoup the money that we have, you know, that we spending so much money on a guy like this.
Yeah. Another thing that John Wall on a bad contract.
Yeah, no,
he got a bad. Now that I'm thinking about it, that I wouldn't do that with the contract he is. And I also think he's old. Like, when I say bad contract, he's overpaid. He's not worth.
No,
I think most people know that at this point.
But
you know?
But the thing, but a lot of people don't realize his contract is very similar to what Chris Paul did in Phoenix. Like, Chris Paul had the same thing.
He ain't Chris Paul.
No. Yo, I'm not saying he's Chris Paul by any stretch. Yeah. I'm just saying it's like, literally, like, this year he's owed the 40-plus million.
Yeah.
Next year he can really terminate that contract and then go do what he wants to do.
He's not doing that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, right, you're not on Chris Paul's level, so we know you're not finna terminate $45 million to go to sign something else like, well, Chris Paul, you're not going to get that because you've been hurt 2 years, you got hurt again, you're not 100%. So it's like,
he never reached his potential. He's been a great player, but.
Yeah, injured.
Man, yeah, great. I mean, like, I don't know what Kemba Walker getting paid, but.
I think Kemba Walker's on a vet minimum, I think. I think he's like around like $8, $9 million this year for the Knicks.
You look at John Wall and Kemba Walker, their production pretty similar.
Yeah.
Well, I think the impact they'll bring on a team is pretty similar. So if you Daryl Morey, why would I get that one? I might as well try to get Kemba on my team. And then try to do whatever I need to do with that Ben Simmons trade. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't add up. But I will say this one thing, man. Round of applause, man. Hats off, Jimmy Butler, you are right again, man. You're right about the Timberwolves. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I took the third string.
Yeah.
Ran him out of the gym.
Yo.
Yeah, why what's wrong with Philly? He's just like, bro, I'm long story short, I'm on the MIA. And then look at this, man. Jimmy Butler, man, the young man from Tumble, Texas, man.
Yeah, Tumble, you know what I'm saying?
Tumble, Texas, man, holding it down, man. But yeah, man, shout out Jimmy Butler, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Like I said, I hope they figure it out. To me, I feel most definitely, I don't think the Sixers should suspend them. They should either you're going to let this man sit and pay him, or you're going to get rid of him. Because this is making it more worse than what it is, more stickier than what it has to be. But like I said, we're in the NBA of where the divas do step out, so therefore they're going to do what they're going to do to not play for the organization anymore. But hey, best of luck tomorrow.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. When LeBron retires and Chris Paul retires, all these NBA activists, yeah, when they retire, when it's time to do that CBA, oh, y'all got a lot of shit. I'm telling y'all, they gonna put it. They gonna nip all this little walking out and this. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. They about to nip all that shit in the bud.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
I'm telling you.
It's coming.
I'm telling you, when the introverts, because the NBA activists seem to be the older guys. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When the introverts, you know, start running the asylum and they more about peace and quality and all this stuff, and they not really about, you know, just getting what you negotiate.
Yeah, the business,
man, these owners about to, I'm telling you, bro. Y'all, all that, you want to play, but we still got to pay you, and you forcing trades. Yeah. Ain't nipping that shit in the bud next CBA.
Oh, yeah, no, it's coming. 100%. Yeah, I can agree with that. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That is the hot news, you know what I'm saying, about NBA. Now let's get into it. We're here. The NBA season has started. We had open tonight. We had the ring ceremony for the world champion Milwaukee Bucks.
Shout out to the Bucks. I want my money off y'all.
Shout out to Giannis and them boys, and congratulations to the Milwaukee Bucks. Watching the opening game, man. Watching, seeing the Bucks as the world champions, it's still just like kind of, man, they haven't won a world championship since Lou Alcindor and Oscar Robertson days, and they've been trying and trying, and finally Giannis is a world champion. I want to ask both of y'all, what do y'all put Giannis, do you think Giannis is the best player in the NBA right now?
I'm going to go first on that and say no, simply because, I mean, what do we determine that makes the player currently the best player? I know we have the debates about who's the greatest in different eras, but we talking about in this era.
Yeah.
But what's the litmus, right? What do we use? Is it championships? Is it just pure skill? Is it scoring? Is it, you know, scoring titles? Like, what are we saying? In any of those conversations, he doesn't have more titles than Braun. Doesn't have more titles than KD. And until he can surpass both of those two while they're still playing, I can't say that he's the best player in the game right now.
Okay, but me, I don't think he's the best player in the game, and I'm not even going to go on championship. I'm just going to go on natural skills. Like, skills. You're talking about, I'd say, Kevin Durant. Definitely going to put LeBron James there because, first of all, not only what he's doing, but his longevity as well. 19 years. This is 19th season in the league. He's on a road to be the highest scorer of all time. He has his four championships. He has all of that. But right now, I say Kevin Durant because you're talking about a guy who can score on all levels.
Yeah.
He can. He defends for – he's a great defender for his range and his size. And like with Giannis, he can't really shoot it and score like that, but he kind of wields a lot of his jumpers are more wielded. But, you know, so he does have a skill where he has the moves down low. He can make, you know, set off the dribble and things like that. But they also always put a team around him to make him be that guy. So I wouldn't say Giannis is the best in the league right now, but he's in that category of top five for sure for me.
Yeah. I'm gonna go for the impact you bring to your team, right?
Yeah.
I really can't do rings because you can have the most rings and you can definitely be over the hill. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was a time when Kobe had more rings than everybody, but I mean, obviously LeBron was better than him. You know what I mean? So I go off of impact, right? I do like Giannis because I think Giannis he's showing you how to be a big man without being a three-point shooter and being successful. I think that Giannis is the new coming of what the old throw it in the paint and I got post moves for you type of big man. Well, that game doesn't really work, but I think what he does, his game is like what that's revolutionized. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And of course, you'll have guys like Embiid who's better at the post as well. So I think Embiid is also one of those guys too. Where they're two real, they're really the big men of the NBA and they're telling you how what direction it's going in. And this is how the new big man move without necessarily being the guy that has to be forced to shoot three. So shout out to Giannis for that. But I think that the most impactful player in the league, so to me, that's the best player in the league is KD. Right? I think for a long time, I think right now it's blurry because for a long time it was LeBron by a landslide.
Yeah.
It was like clear as day, like LeBron, like, you know what I mean? Like those years with the Heat, when he went back to Cleveland those years, it was clear as day, the best player in the NBA is LeBron, right?
Yeah.
And even after that, kind of fizzled down where he was still the best player. But I think that impact is going to be, I think it's KD, and then it may be LeBron and Steph and Giannis, like that. You know, not necessarily in that order, but I mean, Warriors starting off good, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The Warriors look good, man. They don't even have Clay.
Yeah, that's
Clay.
True.
You know, so, I mean, they like they playing team ball. Steph shooting like Alley Baldwin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he got
out for Clay when he
Time out. I don't think y'all just caught that. My man said he shoot like Alex Baldwin. And for y'all that's listening to the show, y'all don't know about what happened to Alex Baldwin. Alex Baldwin.
Nah, rest in peace to the young lady.
Alex Baldwin had literally reportedly
killed
somebody on set of a movie that he was filming.
Like Brandon Lee, man.
Yeah, so it's just like
prayers out to that family.
Yeah, it definitely is. But that was a good one.
Nah, but Steph getting it, man. Yeah, you gotta read that. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow.
But yeah, man. But I think that's what it is. It's crazy to think that I don't even consider James Harden anymore.
Not based on impact that you have on it.
Yeah, I don't even consider. I would. You know, 3 years ago, I would say I would top five of Harden in there for sure. But
Luka in the conversation.
I'm gonna keep it real. I don't even think Luka in there. To me, I like Luka though, and I like Luka. But I think Luka. got some great moments, but
yeah,
man, Luka be wilding on the like. Luka, you could tell Luka got personality issues. You know what I mean? He ran out his coach, and what's the coach's name? Rick
Carlisle.
Man, I'm gonna keep it real, man. I like Jason Kidd, but that's a tough act to follow.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
That's a tough act to follow.
Rick Carlisle brought that championship to Dallas with Jason Kidd as your point guard.
That's a tough act to follow, man.
Yeah, like I said, Luka, like, I know I'm in group chat, especially with Mario. I know we had y'all wanting to put Luka top three in the league, and I was just like, wait a minute, hold on, man. He's good, but whoa, let's not forget who we're talking about, who is else in this league still playing currently. Like, nah, he is. Watch three. I'm like, man.
He ain't on a team good enough either.
Yeah, but he's not even making anybody around him better. Like, you may get, like, Porzingis can't stay healthy. Tim Hardaway Jr. is as streaky as you're going to get. Other than that, they really don't have anybody else around him to even elevate, or anyone's around him to make him one of those guys. But like I said, he is up and coming, most definitely. He has the talent to be that. But, yeah, Luka's not a lot. And with the James Harden, you know, James Harden thing, I think James Harden, it's he had a year where he would put up numbers like Will Chamberlain. And then it's like the fact that he went through the issues of trying to get out of Houston, got out of Houston, and he went to a team. Like, he went to a team and it was like, but they already have Kyrie and KD. Like, why did you need to go there? But we understand why you're doing that, because you're trying to get a ring. Like, we're in a time where ring culture is very prevalent.
I know he pissed off at Kyrie.
Yeah, no, he definitely is, because, like, bro, I came here thinking, hey, we're going to play together so we can get this ring.
And they got this. Yeah. Him and KD got this.
Yeah, correct. Exactly. So it's like, now it's like.
Or James Harden can't be mad, really, at Kyrie, because both of them had similar situations with their contracts and going to different teams and doing things like that. And they made decisions based off of how they felt. You know,
nah, they ain't. Nah, this different.
Nah, this like,
yeah, it's a vac- like, yeah, like, it's different. It's, yeah. You not playing for the season because you don't want to get vaccinated.
Yeah,
which is like, you know,
that's his personal choice.
That is his personal choice. But you also got to realize, if you don't want to get vaccinated, you got to understand that you can't play basketball.
Yeah, exactly. And it's and like James Harden wouldn't have picked Brooklyn or Philly. He had his list. He wanted Brooklyn. That was his top one. Like, he wouldn't have picked there if this situation. Like, granted, he didn't know about the pandemic was going the way it's going to be. But it's just more of, I came here because, hey, we really have a legit chance to win this championship, and now you're not playing because you won't get a vaccination. Which is your choice. It is. I'm not mad at you as a man, as a choice, but it's like, sometimes you gotta look at it. It's not about me, Kyrie. It's not about you, Kyrie.
Yeah,
it's about,
about
all of us.
That's not, it's not even about, not even about
decisions based on them.
But now it's not even about the basketball team, is about his family. Like, don't he got older people that he's around that you don't want to get sick? I'm pretty sure he has people that have underlying health diseases, yeah, cool, and health conditions that you don't want to risk them getting sick. So it's even deeper than basketball. But another thing that I also like to point out, nobody here mentioned, when we talked about the best player, nobody actually mentioned a reigning MVP. Think about that.
Are you talking about Joker? The reason why he won MVP is because he did what? He was averaging 8 assists with a double-double and with rebounds and points. So it's just like, that's not heard of, a center getting 8 assists. So it was great. Like, cool, he won it, but I don't think he was the most valuable player in the league last year.
I mean, what really made him the most valuable player that season?
Well, MVP is based off narrative.
Yeah, correct.
They're not going to give it to Giannis 3 years in a row.
Correct.
Right? And LeBron got 4. We complaining about LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron.
Not having enough, but like, 4 is a lot, actually.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
Yeah, like, yeah, facts. He come in with 4.
LeBron could probably win it every year if he really wanted.
Yeah, so it's all based off of narrative. So if you look at last year, it was going to be either Embiid or Joker.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm just saying, this is how I can tell you, this is another example of why you can tell the MVP is a narrative, because when you think about who's the best player in the league, he don't even really come up.
Yeah, correct.
You know what I mean?
Right, so, about that.
100%, man.
Yeah, but in basketball, I know, like I said earlier, the season has started. We going in. Kobe, how you like your Lakers so far? How do you feel to fit the game?
I feel good, man. We got to get Russ. Get Russ in tune with the offense. But other than that, man, I feel good about our Lakers, man.
It's good.
Gonna be a long season though, but I definitely feel good about our Lakers.
I mean, that's how Russ starts every time he gets to a new team.
Correct. Man, yeah, I don't know. A lot of people on Twitter's definitely been looking into a game. Cause I remember I tweeted. I was like, why is everybody looking at the Lakers like it's game 82 or it's about to be the next game is the finals? I'm like, bro, he's only game one. Russ is, he got to get acclimated. They got to get used to each other. Everybody got to get used to each other. But I know, Mario, you're a Houston fan for sure. You're a Rockets. I know Ant's not here with us today. You know what I'm saying? Hope he's good, whatever he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out, Ant. We miss you on the show today. But with the Rockets, man, what you see with the Rockets? I know they're a young team. I watched the opening game myself. I don't know, you probably did.
Y'all played already?
Yeah, we played the Timberwolves game 1.
Yeah, who won?
Timberwolves. Timberwolves blew us out. It was over. We're a young team, like literally. But I want to get Mario's input on like what you seeing, what you hopes for this season as it just started his young season we in.
Okay, so first I want to start off by saying that shout out to Gerald Green.
Yeah,
he retired officially and he's coming on to the Rockets organization.
Yeah. Player developmental coach.
Oh, shout out to him, man. That's dope. Yeah. Man.
The mayor's back and he's back with the Rockets.
Right.
Man.
And I've been a long term, you know, Rockets fan, but also obviously Gerald Green, just because of the energy that he brings being from the city and his caliber of play on any team that he's played on. So now that he's back with the organization, we don't have the youngest team in the league, but you know, we have one of the youngest.
Oh, yeah, it don't matter. Y'all definitely from ground zero. Y'all definitely at ground zero, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
So, like I was telling you yesterday, Evo, you know, with the Rockets, they're exciting to watch play.
Yeah.
I don't see them winning, you know, more than 25, 30 games a season.
Mm-hmm. But they're not a playoff team? They're not a play-in team? Based on what y'all seen?
That's the ceiling for me. Like, the play-in, like, they get to the play-in, we kind of overachieve, but I don't see nothing higher than that now.
It's a lot of development. They got a gel. Yeah. A lot of raw talent.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great for the organization, great for the city, you know. Each one of these young players, like, you know, Kevin Porter Jr., obviously Jalen Green, just really the whole roster right now, I'm excited about the growth. But as far as actually contending and, you know, competing for anything in the West.
That ain't happening. that ain't happening. Right.
What'd you feel?
No, I'm just saying, I don't see it. I said 30, but watching the Timberwolves game, granted, it was the first game. I don't see more.
Anthony Edwards on Timberwolves. Timberwolves should eventually have a good team.
Timberwolves, yeah, but it all depends about that guy that plays 30. Where's number 32 for?
Was Jordan Woods at the game?
She probably was somewhere. Somewhere she was there. I know, but that man Cat's gonna have to get it together. He's gonna have to figure something out because the Anthony Edwards kid, he gonna take over the team real soon because that guy's
and he got the personality though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's already been like, I think it was an interview where they were hard on Karl Anthony Towns and. And Anthony Edwards kind of like, you know, took up for him, you know, like on some big brother type situation. So,
yeah.
Nah, he definitely gonna eventually be, you know, a vocal leader on that team. So,
oh, yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, he's gonna have to be, you know, obviously, the situation with Jimmy Butler and everything else, he found out, like, it.
Yeah, Cat really might not be that guy. Right. You heard that some sports guy? I'm gonna make sure I add you on this one. Make sure you're listening.
Currently Towns?
Yeah, Cat ain't that guy, bro. He ain't that guy. But
I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a walking double-double.
Yeah,
correct. Nah, he'll literally, to me, a solid third best player on a championship team.
Okay, fair enough. But they asked him to be the man right now on this team.
I just think that wasn't his role.
But look at the team he with. He's going to be the man at Minnesota, but if he go to another team, he's not going to be the man.
Nah, he not at all.
Like, I mean, but he can collect that money, bro. He's 24 years old, 25 years old with a $200 million contract.
Hey, get the bag, my brother.
And Jordan Woods.
I'm
just keeping real, bro.
Goodness. Get the bag, my brother. You know get the bag, man.
That's
get
a good life.
Yeah, get the bag, for sure. But, yeah, that's the NBA. We here. The NBA season has started. You know what I'm saying? Check out your favorite team. Add us. Let us know what your favorite team is on the show. Man, let's go ahead and get into some football. We definitely going to roll into the NFL, college ranks, everything like that. NFL, we are going into week 7. Man.
Schedule mid this week, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Schedule mid?
Yeah, good thing Insecure back.
Oh.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. The Sunday night games is, I think, the Sunday night game is the Colts and the 49ers. Shout out to my 49ers fan, man. I got some people I really rock with as 49ers fans, but I'm gonna keep it real with you.
So I'm gonna keep it a bean with you.
You know, that's you know how they say only a face a mother could love? That is only a game that their fans will be watching.
Hey, man, Jimmy G back now, bro. Come on now, man. Hey.
And then I think the Monday night game is
Saints and Seahawks. It's bad because Russell Wilson is hurt.
Yeah, Russell Wilson out there. But even like the 3 o'clock games, all of them duds. All 3 o'clock games are duds. And then the 12 o'clock game, the only game I think I'll be interested in is the Ravens and the Bengals.
Yeah.
That's
going to
be a good one.
But other than that, all the games are the kind of duds if you look at it.
Well, no, I would say.
Titans.
Who?
I would say Chiefs-Titans.
Oh, Chiefs-Titans is going to be. That one's. That's a good one. Good transition. What y'all think about that call? I was kind of tripped out on that.
Which one?
That call between the Bills and the Chiefs. You got 22 seconds left on the clock. Clock is running. You have one timeout. They do a quarterback sneak to get it on 4th-and-1. Did not get it instead of just kicking a field goal going to overtime. You didn't watch that?
No, I didn't.
Damn, that would have been great for you to watch. Yeah, you didn't see it either?
No,
all right, y'all got to start doing your homework.
No, I missed that. I think I missed that one. But Hey, going for, why didn't they kick the field? That's crazy.
I mean, if you would have got the quarterback, you would have got the sneak, and then you would have did a quick huddle for a slant and got a touchdown. You probably went out and went to overtime. You would have won the game, but
yeah,
you know, I guess it's definitely one of those moments where if it worked, you would have been a genius. But you know,
yeah, correct.
It's a gamble.
Yeah,
most definitely a gamble. Most definitely.
But now that'll be a good game. Chiefs and Titans. I'll rock with that, man. Mm. I rock with that. That ain't bad. But other than that, man, I ain't gonna lie. I don't even know what's up with college because, you know, my Longhorns, once they get 3 losses, I'm pretty much shaked out.
They pretty much shaked out. Nah,
I don't say that. I ain't gonna lie.
It's cool. Hey, and I'm not ashamed, but my boy, my Florida Gators, man, they took a loss.
you close to shaking out, too.
Oh, no.
Because, like, yo, the bowl games don't really matter. So now I'm just like, I knew we was going to develop. So now I'm just hoping that we develop into a good team within the next few years.
Gotcha. Yeah, so make that move to the SEC, man.
Yeah, I'm ready for us to start getting better recruits. And now he got Tyler and Jacob playing cornerback. Get you a Raheem or something.
Oh, yeah, man. That's just sad. Like, I think I see something during the week. They was like, man, they might as well go and let the two Oklahoma teams in the SEC instead of UT. I was just like, dang, that's tough. I'm just reading what the tweet said, man. That's not me.
It's like, literally, it's a bad weekend of football. Yeah, none of the ranked teams are going up against ranked teams.
Nah, it's literally all just, it's definitely, man, it's getting to like the conference games that are just like, they'll be all right. Like Cincinnati's playing Navy. Like, we should know the outcome of that one.
Well, NBA back. NBA got this. <Yeah. good. laughs> We got Suns Lakers tonight. Hey, NBA got us though. NBA. What we got Saturday? Come on, I bet we got some nice Saturday. Grizzlies, Clippers, yep, Ja Morant, Paul George, you know what I'm saying?
Damn near every team in the NBA, not to go back to the NBA, but yeah, like I say this, damn near every team in the NBA is much watch basketball.
It's a sport,
like, because there's so many young players coming up, so much development that's happening, that if you're not watching, you might not see, you know, who will be coming up next. Like the Nuggets, for one. They got players like
Bowen. He don't like. Oh yeah.
Don't like what?
Nuggets.
Yeah, they need Jamal Murray. They still gonna need Murray.
Yeah, but you think he a bubble guy?
Yeah, Jamal Murray. Yeah.
He don't think Jamal Murray the real deal.
No, I don't think he's the real deal. He's good. He's a great player. But I mean, not great, but he's a good player.
You don't think he'll recreate that same energy that he did in the bubble?
No, I don't think so.
I think he's second. I think he's supposed to be the second best player on the championship team.
Man, when they fill with Joker and all, they feel he's the second best player, but gotta stay healthy. That's the biggest thing when it comes to sports, especially professional sports. Gotta stay healthy.
What y'all feel about Aiden not getting paid? That's big news too.
That is.
Boys paid everybody.
Yeah, but
hey, everybody came out the office for the paycheck except Aiden.
Great. My theory of that, I think the Suns were thinking about like the involvement of the big man in the center position, especially in the NBA. Like most center, if you're not like a Karl Anthony Towns, Joel Embiid, those type of guys, I don't want to pay you. And that's what Aiden is trying to be like. And like, so we can just use you to be in the paint, protect the paint, rebound, defend like that. And why would I pay you $200 million or $190 million to do that when we know Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and Markel Bridges are the guys on the wing that are the reason why our team is...
Well, they probably don't think you'll be that productive without Chris Paul either.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You know what I mean? I think that he is somebody that has to develop. And, you know, they just kind of make sure they're not in the Ben Simmons situation where you're overpaying somebody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
That's really what it is. I mean, I wish he'd get paid too because I think that was a good year they had last year, but... You know what I mean? You want to pay for that 1 year, that's cool, but for the next 5?
Yeah, exactly. And the way you played in the NBA Finals, it was like, bro, you came up really, really small.
But it was against Giannis, though. But
like you said, I had to pay for the next 5. Giannis going to be the lead the next 5.
Yeah.
So
I'm not going to pay you what I'm paying him. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so what you want about? What you think about it, Mario? What you think about ain't not getting paid, man?
Nah, I think, honestly, he got to show some more. He's got to, like you said, develop. The fact that, you know, he did have Chris Paul there to really help with that game. You know, they ran a lot of pick and roll type stuff. But as far as, like you said, that $200 million contract, it ain't hitting like that. He not really hitting like that yet. But not to say that he can. If they make, you know, another strong season, have another, you know, appearance in the postseason like they did this season, and he shows up better than he did last season, then, you know, definitely should be in a conversation to get paid more. But I just think right now – He hadn't really shown them.
Yeah, and not to even, when you were thinking, when you were saying that, I was thinking, if you think about the last time we really seen Aiden, he pretty much got outperformed because he was gassed when Giannis blocked that shot that was supposed to be the alley, which would have changed that series up.
Correct.
You know, so that's on those GM's minds. Like, you know, and Giannis is older than you, and you were gassed already. So that's something you think about, you know. Speaking of gas, man, that gumbo in New Orleans, boys, got a chokehold on Zion.
I was trying to tell people this.
Hey, that jambalaya got a chokehold.
I was trying to tell people this, man.
Jesus, they
always had a ring. Everybody, I told people before when he got there. They're like, yeah, I'm just like, I hear what you're saying, but this man is playing in New Orleans.
Hey.
He's already got a problem with his size already.
He really one of them Southern boys, man.
Yes.
Bro, hey, he was like, speaking of playing in New York, hey, they made you switch out that jambalaya from New Orleans from that trash-ass barbecue in Brooklyn. That's probably what's going to need to happen, man. I'm going to keep it real with you, bro. Because he definitely got a diet that ain't it.
It don't help. He had the surgery over this offseason that he really didn't
tell
anybody.
So he couldn't move.
Yeah, he couldn't work out, couldn't do nothing. So it's just like, Yep. It's funny. Like I said, he's a great talent, great trending talent, but it's just how long.
He got to lose like 30 to 50 pounds, bro.
Yeah, it's just how is he going to slim that weight down so he can play longevity? Like, because he got explosion. He can jump out of the gym. He's explosive, all that, but it's just.
You got to land.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a lot of weight landing.
Yeah, man.
Especially in the game of basketball when you got centers that's 220 pounds.
Yeah.
So they moving and you.
Nah, he tripping though, bro.
Hey, man, it's. I know I got attacked on Twitter because I said that. I was like, man, he's got to watch his weight so he can be able to play. I mean, mentions when Flood, I was just like, hey, I'm just saying, all I said is watch his weight so his injuries can go down. That's it. That's all I was saying.
Nah, he got it. And the thing is, he got the money to you know, pay for a nutritionist, of course, personal trainer, a chef, just to make sure he walked that line, you know. But, yeah,
he ain't got paid. I know the Pelicans have that.
Man, but you still want to have your own because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a lifestyle you want to adapt, not necessarily just, oh, my job got me doing this, you know what I mean?
You're investing into yourself.
because even outside of basketball, like, you want to, like, live longer, too. Like, you know what I mean? You want to avoid those diseases that come with, you know, eating bad. But nah, shout out to Zion, man. I really want him to get together because I do feel like it can be a career shortened because once those injuries pile up, because, you know, them neck bones, you know what I'm saying, keep it real, bro.
Hey, bro, jambalaya, gumbo.
Yeah, man, you got to chill, bro.
I don't know if it may be also, you can't ever get a player and make them completely switch their style of play.
Yeah.
But it should be worth some consideration for him and his team to look at how he plays. Like you said, when you jump, you got to come down. But if you see Zion around the rim, even off missed shots, he's the first one up and the first one back down. Like, a lot of that. So I don't know if maybe just a different approach to his game would be something that could help to, you know, extend his career along with, you know, dieting and watching his weight. But I think that it's you got to look at his style of play and just the type of, you know, movement that he's doing on the court. Is gonna eventually catch up to him.
Oh, correct.
100%, man.
But yeah, I know we that back into the NBA, but let's go ahead and get our pick'ems for the week on the NFL. You know, so we gotta get it out for our people, you know what I'm saying? Playing that line, betting that line, who to pick, who not to pick, and things like that. We'll start off with the home team here. The Texans are playing the Cardinals in AZ. I know we all probably got the same number on that. We ain't gotta worry about
Arizona,
it. We going to Arizona all the way.
But Kyler Murray balling, man.
They have an 18-point favorite. That's wild. Whew.
Oh, no, I'm going to go with the I'm going to put the Texans on spread, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's 18. It's kind of high.
Because they ain't practiced this week. They got I'm pretty sure they ain't practiced too hard this week.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure they didn't.
So you got the Cardinals as well, too? I don't want to.
Yeah, I definitely got to say the Cardinals this week. I mean, really any week this season.
Yeah, pretty much. The Texans fan, for sure.
And they had a meme that said, because the Texans tickets are so low, for $52, you get to actually sit next to the coach and the players, and you get to call two plays.
Goodness. Now, that's funny. Next one is the Washington football team versus the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay.
Go, Pack, go.
I got the Packers as well.
Packers should take that.
Okay, we got a clean sweep of the Packers. We got the Chiefs Titans. In Tennessee.
Titans.
You going Titans?
I got the Titans. I got the Titans on that one.
Yeah, I'm rolling with the Titans on this one, too. The Chiefs and, you know, Pat Mahomes, they ain't been on.
They barely beat Washington, and the Titans beat a good team, good Bills team. Yeah. In tough fashion, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I'm going with the Titans on that one.
And I'm a shock. I'm going to go with the Chiefs on that one.
By the way, Tannehill, I had no idea Julio Jones was playing, man. You got to step it up, bro.
Julio Jones got to be healthy, too. That's
yeah, I ain't, bro. So that was his first game back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, I forgot about that. Yeah, bro. That's wild. Shout out to Julio Jones, though, man. Definitely generational talent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chiefs on that one. Next one is Falcons, Dolphins. And who y'all got on there? It's in Miami.
I feel sorry for anybody watching that game.
Yeah, that I think
that's bro. Falcons, Dolphins, bro. Flip a coin. I go Dolphins.
Man, I'm gonna go Falcons, man. I want the Kyle Pitts to get him another touchdown, man. Go Gators. And hopefully the news about, you know what I'm saying, the Dolphins trade for Tua, for Watson, and all that, hopefully it's not true. I heard it was not true.
I don't think that's true. I don't think too many people running with it.
Yeah, I don't think it's too true. But who you got, Falcons or Dolphins?
Nah, I'm going to go with the Falcons in this one.
Go with the Falcons, okay. So we got two Falcons, one Dolphins. Next is Jets, Patriots.
Pats.
I think I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go Pats. I'm not getting.
They lost to who last week?
They lost to. So who did they lose to? My goodness, who was it they lost to?
Cowboys.
Cowboys. Yes, that was, yes. That was a wild game.
It was a good game.
Where they playing?
They playing. I think they're in New England.
I don't know. I'm going to go with the Jets on this one.
The Jets? Zach Wilson, I guess he's shown flashes. I give him that. Definitely shown flashes. Next one is Panthers, Giants.
Panthers.
You got Panthers?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna pick the Giants. I'm gonna go on and pick the Giants.
I think they can pull up another win.
I think they can pull up. They're at home.
I wanna go to a game in MetLife Stadium though. I ain't gonna lie.
I do too.
They need to get a good team though. Hey, we was talking about it, my man, because last week. There was only one game on at 12 o'clock because I think when the Texans playing, if it's not the Saints or the Cowboys, it's only going to play the Texans game, right, for the little regional contract stuff, right?
Yeah.
And we was like, dang, this thing, though, bro. If you live in New York, you got to watch the Giants and the Jets play.
Yeah, you have to.
You got to.
And they are both stinky.
Bro, both for years, though.
Yeah.
It ain't just this year. It's been for years.
This is definitely.
At least we got, like, the Saints will be good one year. Yeah. The Texans will be good one year. Cowboys is always something to talk about. So we always have an eventful Sunday. Yeah. I think we take that for granted. But there's some places where it's like Giants, Jets. And, one of them got a bye week. We got you with the Eagles.
Good on that one. But then next one is Bengals Ravens, the one you were talking about, the 12 o'clock game.
That one's going to be a good one. I got Bengals. I told you Jamar Chase is going to be in Detroit, too.
Who you got? You got?
You said Bengals Ravens?
Yeah, Bengals Ravens, man.
I like the Ravens.
I'm going to go with them Dirty Birds, man.
Y'all ain't hear me say that.
That is pretty shocking. You to go with the Ravens. But I'm thinking I'm going to go with the Ravens as well. Lamar Jackson still going to find a way to win. That's what he's been doing with the Ravens this year. He's pretty much finding a way to win. Next one, Eagles, Raiders. We got our Eagles, Raiders. It's in Las Vegas.
Bro. I had my Broncos defense last year on my fantasy team. Boys gave me 5 points. I'm like, bro, I started y'all because y'all went up against a team with no head coach. Can y'all get out coached by a team
with no head coach?
Hey,
man. Derek Carr, that's all I got to say. Top 10.
Nah, I'm going Vader. I'm going Raiders, though. Raiders.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm going Raiders as well.
Clean out your emails, y'all.
Uh-oh. Hello. Next one we got.
I just don't send those emails. My bad. Don't send those emails. All right.
This is true. Lions, Rams.
Rams.
Rams, 100%.
Oh, yeah, that boy.
Lions in Texas getting them draft picks, bro. You can see it kind of adding up, man. Hey, if you've been watching college to see who you're going to get.
Yeah, as long as you don't get none of these quarterbacks coming out, we good. But Bears, Broncos Buccaneers and Bears is in Tampa.
Oh, come on.
I want this to be a good game, but I think the Bucs should win. I think the Bucs should win, but I want it to be a good game. It's not too many good games this week, if y'all can see.
I think it's going to be closer than what it's.
That's what I think, too.
Like. Justin Fields, and then they offense. Like, I don't believe in the Buccaneers secondary as much. Their front seven, best in the league, probably. I wouldn't see him too many more front sevens better. But it's just, if they can get into the ball down the field into the secondary, I think the Bears make something happen with Allen Robinson and Kmet and Jimmy Graham and stuff like that, with Montgomery and things like that. So I got
Jimmy Graham still in the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
What's going on with Richard Sherman?
Richard Sherman, he's hurt. He's hurt.
Shout out Earl Thomas. That's my boy, 4'9".
Yeah, no. He's next to, he needs to get signed, but I don't think he's going to get signed.
Yeah, I think we've seen him.
Yeah, I think we've seen the last of him and the last of
Richard Sherman. He was like a linebacker his last 2 years in the NFL.
Yeah, he's been in the box here a lot. Yeah. So the next show, you got Buccaneers?
Yeah, I got the Bucs on that.
Yeah, so we got clean sweep of the Buccaneers on that one. The Colts 49ers. This is a Sunday night game, man.
Colts got a good defense. 49ers got Jimmy Garoppolo back.
Yeah, they get Jimmy G back.
I'm gonna go 49ers. I think 49ers supposed to be a better team than, I'm gonna go 49ers.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick 49ers. I think Jimmy G coming back is gonna uplift that team a little bit, get more to their weapons and Brandon Ayuk and all those guys.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got 49ers. What about you?
I'm gonna roll with Indy on this one. When it comes to Jimmy G, I gotta see it.
Correct.
I gotta see it. He just coming back off an injury. And before he was on injury, he was kind of, questionable at times with his decision.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
But that's been his whole career, to be honest with you.
Right.
yeah. But I see where you're going with that, yeah. And then the Monday night in primetime, Monday night, Saints Seahawks. That's what we did talk about earlier. No Russell Wilson.
I think Seahawks may win this, though.
You think Seahawks? It is in Seahawks.
Because they've been close. Geno been close getting a W, bro. That game when Russell went out.
Yeah.
The pick that wasn't really his fault.
Yeah.
With the Steelers. I mean, TJ Watt going to catch you eventually. I mean, that's just what it was. He punched the ball out.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely was his fault, but it was overtime. I mean, it was a close one. So, Geno going to get a win, man. I'm happy to see Geno getting, this play. Cause he kind of got a bad deal. He got a bad situation, bro. He owed somebody some money. They saw him in the locker room. They decked him, and the dude lost his job. And then eventually down the line, he lost his job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just happy to see him. Happy to see him in the league, but happy to see him, be productive. Yeah.
Exactly. And like he played for that team, the Jets. He played for the Jets. It's not a team that just like you want to say like, man, I play for the Jets.
That's a wild working environment though. If you owe somebody some money, they just gonna straight up deck you.
Yeah, this is true.
Generally, what happens when you owe people money?
Yeah,
it depends on how much money you owe me. Because sometimes it depends on the amount. Sometimes it's the amount where I just be like, all right, I just know that's the cost of our friendship, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You ain't got to pay me back, but I definitely don't.
Yeah,
don't
roll with you.
I definitely don't. Yana, it was definitely him. If it comes down to it, I definitely don't know him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But nah, to just deck somebody like that, man, you gotta be a better person than that too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why he was gone right after it happened.
Oh, I mean, just catch him outside of work. That was really what it was. It happened at work.
Like, you know where he works. You know where he's at. You know where he's going to be at because it's football season and he's going to be around the football, so definitely.
But where did y'all make the bet at? If y'all made it at work, you got to, you know what I'm saying?
But it wasn't. Where you made it at. See that? I don't know. I just kind of feel like this when it comes to like camaraderie and when it comes to, just the chemistry or the atmosphere in the relationships that the people have in locker rooms, certain things is going to blur the lines of professionalism. You know what I mean? As we clearly see this now with all the emails and stuff coming out, but like these are professional organizations, but a lot of stuff goes on, behind these doors in the locker rooms that is completely unprofessional.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, man.
It was definitely so. Y'all got
that was definitely week 7. That was not that was a good week.
yeah, week 7. Not so lucky this week. But
shout out Issa Rae, Insecure. You got us for Sunday, man.
Oh yeah. Then All American on Monday. So yeah, we got a good watch card going into it. I know we got next up. We got boxing. I know you're
Stevenson
this weekend for
Hang on. I'm gonna put my man. He knock him out. My man look way drained. It's on ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Fights on ESPN Plus don't last long. Wilder Fury 2 was on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, that's the top ranked.
Yeah. So normally fights on ESPN Plus. I don't know. They just don't last long. Bud and Kell Brook was on ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Only fight that last long on ESPN Plus was Adrian Broner. I don't think that was on ESPN Plus.
Adrian Broner? Probably.
I think it was on Showtime, but yeah. Yeah, it was on Showtime for sure. But nah. Shout out to Boxing though, man. Definitely having a hell of a year.
Oh yeah,
a hell of a year, man. Mm-hmm. It's Caleb Plant, Canelo. I watched the Canelo workout.
Okay,
2 days ago,
mm-hmm.
Canelo, Plant fight gonna be nice. I just seen the press conference with Javante Tank Davis and Riley. Bro, that was hilarious, bro.
You think he gonna get knocked out, bro? Before
Tank say, bro, he trying to talk himself into the fight. He said, "What you said?" He's like, bro, I don't know what you're talking about, but you gonna need some more and some power. We got skills over here, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, working with the skills is up there.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, that's gonna be a That one's gonna be a good one. Tank is just the best thing to watch right now. You know what I mean? I think that trilogy with Deontay Wilder and Fury was awesome for boxing, but and I think of course Canelo is the best because he's the cash cow.
Yeah.
A Canelo fight is pretty much, you know, the best thing you can get right now. You know, especially since Mayweather stepped down. But man, Tank fight's entertaining, man. They're definitely entertaining. And you know, a lot of times he just it's cause he gets those knockouts, but man,
he's technical now. He's getting technical. You can see.
Well, he got to because
You ever say you can see Floyd rubbing? Yeah, you see Floyd rubbing off on him.
But he's undersized, so you know he definitely has to get technical. But I mean, great year for boxing. We got Bud and Sean Porter.
Yeah,
which that one's gonna be telling because I think that Sean Porter could win, but a lot of people are gonna say this is gonna be the fight that Bud really proved that, you know,
he's deserved it.
And then after that, you know, we getting Errol Spence is probably gonna fight Ugas. Ordaining you guys who just beat Pacquiao, so that one's gonna be and that's the thing, as good as boxing has had, that Pacquiao Errol Spence fight would have really been it would have been up there because Errol Spence would have dogged him out. It would have been cut the TV off. Hey, kids going to room. Kids going to room. Like, nah, y'all.
Oh, yeah, definitely would have been.
It would have been bad.
So, is Errol Spence, is he 100% healthy?
Yeah, he had that retina surgery. So he about to fight. They getting him all set to fight you guys. So, whenever his. They timed him, of course, with his recovery. So, you know.
Yeah. Most definitely.
A retina, when you're a boxer, is a bad. You know what I mean? But, yeah, hopefully he be all right, though. Because that stuff, you know, heals fast.
But. Correct, yeah. But it's dangerous as well. But, like I said, boxing, like you said, is having a great year. Most definitely. Yeah. I know. Anything else y'all want to talk about before, you know, so we get out? Because I know I'm definitely going to give a shout out.
Oh, we got to watch the Strohs. You know what
We're going to talk about the Strohs.
You know
what
I'm
saying? Yeah, the Astros. Definitely Astros are in game six.
If you need me to pitch and start a game, I can do it, man. I can try.
You can you give us what Fromer brought
in? I can definitely give you 4 Grand Slams. Definitely.
Hey, man.
Yes, bro. I really feel like that. I give you 4 Grand Slams.
4 Grand Slams. Boy, hey, you give us 4 Grand Slams. We going to the series then. We going to the World Series. That's like I said, game 6.
No. I'm saying I can pitch and they can get 4 Grand Slams off of me.
Oh.
But that's the same thing you're getting off of them. So, I mean, you might as well. Hey, I just need 50% of what they make.
50% of what they make. Hey, man, you know what? Some baseball players don't make a lot, man. Some don't.
For real? What Garcia make?
Garcia, he's probably like on league minimum, maybe like. He probably just like in 100K.
Really?
Yeah.
100K?
Like around that range, yeah. It's not like it's 6 figures, but it's just like it's not like let's just say once you hit like free agency and once you do like that, that's when you make the big money. That's the thing about baseball.
What the dude who this is hilarious. When Garcia got his injury, my man, he did his whole routine with everybody watching just to give up a grand slam. How much he make?
You talking about Kimbrel that played for the White Sox?
You
talking about Garcia? Yeah, Garcia. He's probably
Garcia went out because he got hurt.
Yeah,
and then the dude came in and he did his whole routine with everybody watching.
Oh yeah, you talking Arduzzi?
Yeah. How much he get paid?
He getting paid millions because
his job.
He's been in the league a little longer.
He better sit there and watch that just to give up a grand slam.
Yeah. You're not with baseball. You got it's like baseball. Whatever they sign you for, like in your minor league, you know what I'm saying, that's your contract. You know what I'm saying, most minor league players, it depends on the negotiation between like 70K to.
Pitching horrible though, but you know more about baseball than I know me. So you think we got a chance? I don't want to see the Dodgers because the Dodgers beat us in the World Series. We ain't gonna hit the end of it.
Well, yeah, and the Dodgers they're down right now 3-2. They can't make 1 game.
So I want the Braves, but do you think we got a chance to win it all?
Yeah, we do. We definitely have a chance to win it all. If we
win it all, we take off from work.
Yeah, like I said, we have game six, so we go ahead and win game 6. We can go to this World Series so we can get ready to rest our guys and set it up right for
Houston. Houston, you know what I'm saying? That's a party right there.
Oh, yeah,
That's a party already. Shout out to the Braves. Atlanta and Houston, that's a party, man.
Hey.
That's one of the greatest Super Bowl ever when Atlanta had to come out to Houston.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? They definitely got whooped by the Patriots, you know what I'm saying? And
it made history. That's crazy,
But that was one of the greatest Super Bowl ever to have Atlanta just out here kicking it with us.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Like I said, they're playing game 6. It's on the way. We got Luis Garcia going, man. Luis Garcia, the rookie. Hopefully he can go
Right, Mac definitely ain't putting no money on this.
Nah, hopefully he can have a much better outing than he did last time.
Verlander, he's still sore.
No, Verlander, yeah, he ain't pitching at all, bro. He done. He had a Tommy John. You know, I said this is last year in his contract. We just ready for that.
Oh, he leaving us then?
Yeah, we ready for the roll of the books. I'm saying about can we have him and Greinke off the books? Let's just try to sign Carlos Correa. Houston Astros, please.
Our pitching gonna be trash.
No, we got some guys. Garcia, Varma, Fardes.
Bro, stop saying his name.
Christian Javier. Like, we got some guys. McCullers.
And Greinke leaving too?
You probably
saw. We lost Gerrit Cole, Greinke, and Verlander like that.
Yeah, but we got a World Series out of it, so we're trying to get a second one right now, so hey, I'll take it.
You need some more expensive trash cans. All right, now what you y'all know I love the Astros. I don't care. Yeah, hey, we cheated all we want. I cheated through high school. Look what it got me.
Hey. Now, these reports coming out of someone that said one of the pitchers in Oakland Angels, like, the Astros wasn't the only ones. They were just a guinea pig.
Everybody know that, bro. That's why I ain't tripping off none of that, man.
Yeah, but like I said, we here. Astros, you know what I said, the city behind you for sure.
For
going
sure,
to take
man.
Care of business. You do what you got to do, man. We try to get to this World Series, man, so we can turn up in the city, bro.
Pray, man. COVID going to be out there, but we going to be out there too.
Yeah, I'll be inside. I'm can back, watch on TV works too, bro. TV works too.
I'm back. I'm good.
Yeah. TV definitely works, so... Well, shout out to the Astros, man. Anything else y'all want to talk about? Sports related?
Nah, man. We're watching this weekend. I'm going to watch some of the mid-football games that we got. Probably a couple. Definitely watching my Astros tonight. Yeah, but it'll be over by the time y'all listen to this. Insecure season one. The finale, episode one of the
season finale.
The series finale. Yeah, great job. The series finale. Are y'all familiar with Insecure?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely.
You haven't watched it yet?
Oh, yeah, Insecure.
How you feel about it, man? Because I think Insecure, Atlanta are like one of those shows where I feel like they time span kind of started and we kind of like, it's 2016 and kind of look at where we are now. It's like, I feel like it was like a great period because we had COVID and everything like that. And now it's coming to an end. And I don't know what the hell they're doing at Atlanta. I mean, I'm pretty sure they need to wrap it up because, I mean, all the major players in there are big doing other stuff.
Things, yeah.
So it's hard for them to do Atlanta, but those are two great shows. But Insecure ending.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I'm sad. I hated to go. Like, you know, shout out to Issa Rae. You know what I'm saying? She wants to do other things, but shout out to her. Gave us a great series.
And
what makes it so great is because, like you said, the 2020, it was a time like that's our age group. That we can relate to everything that's going on, how things play out with this relationship, with families, everything. And it's just like, you sit back and like, man, that's really my life.
Man, when season one was out, I remember we was in the club listening to Work, One Dance, Control Love.
Yeah, all that. Like, it's everything.
Bad and Bougie, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Then I look at where we at now, you know what I'm saying? Drake dropped the mid-album, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing Drake, you know what I mean, bro.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's literally what, I know for sure, for me personally, my life, like wow. I've probably gone through that too.
And it's good binge worthy because it's only 30-minute episodes.
Yeah.
It's going to be something that you can go back to in 30-minute episodes, 5 seasons. You know, nice little rainy day, you know what I'm saying, that we have in Houston. Like, maybe even a snow day, you know, it's something you can binge watch with your shorty, you know.
Yeah, it's a great series. It was a great series. I'm kind of sad that it's coming to an end, but, you know, it's a big thing for Issa Rae. She got other things she wants to do. Hey, big ups. Appreciate it. Maybe she can come back and give us another one. Surprises with a sixth season. We'll never know.
And I also think with Atlanta, bro, I think that they just need to stop it right now.
You think they need to stop it right now?
Because the song Paperboy about the Paperboy, that's so 2016. I don't want to hear that shit. That shit, like, yeah. Like, I feel like I think they idea was so time sensitive. A rapper trying to make it, like, during the SoundCloud era with a one-hit song. Like, we so past that now. Like,
yeah, we really are.
You know what I mean? Like, things are different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
correct.
I ain't, when you watch ATL, you don't see not one BBL. You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, you know.
BBLs is
yeah, it's everywhere. It's like,
everywhere.
You're going to jump skip to that point, you know what I mean? But, you know, they're creative, so they'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. So what you watching this weekend? What you getting into this weekend, man?
And the new episode of BMF is coming out.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't really gotten to that yet. I need to.
Yeah.
I heard bad things about it, though.
It's really slow. It kind of remind you of Power, you know, when it first started off, just the episode, just building the characters.
Yeah.
And everything. It's just kind of taking a while, but. Same production team, so I feel like
it'll end up
getting, you know,
where it is.
Yeah, I feel
you can't stop watching it, but right now it's just still real new and building. I like the concept of it. I like the fact that you know, they're using not necessarily people who are in those situations, but you know,
Lil Meech, or you know, his son in the role of his father. I think that's a really interesting role.
Yeah, somebody tweeted, they was like, yo, you mean to tell me that the freaking drug lord's son is playing him in his pretty much biopic or his life story, and y'all want to complain about the acting? Like, that's a big deal right there. Like, the fact that, you know what I mean? Like, his son is playing him, like, that's a big deal right there. That also made me feel like, I personally, I prefer the better actor over the son, but I'm going to check it out and see his job that he did, because, like, me personally, I didn't think that Ice Cube's son did a good job in NWA.
NWA, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I felt like they could have got, it just...
A better actor.
Yeah, even though he resembled him so much and it was great, I feel like they could have got a better actor. Sure. Just like the guy who played Eazy-E didn't resemble Eazy-E.
Yeah.
He smoked that role.
Yeah, he did.
I forgot his name. Jason...
I don't know.
I forgot his name, though, but he popular. He's on The Shy and all that stuff. Yeah. But that's how I feel about that, though.
So, yeah, like me, I know this. I'm definitely probably going to watch... Watch football.
And the Shakur Stevenson fight, yeah.
Yeah, just Shakur Stevenson fight, yeah. Florida's on a bye week. We got Georgia coming up next week. Also going to check out Florin, too. Make sure you got dropped out.
Heard it so far?
Oh, yeah.
I know you're Lamar, so I know you're big Wale fan.
Big Wale, for sure.
How you feel about it? I only got like 4 or 5. You listen to Wale?
Yeah.
I only got like 4 or 5 songs in. How you feel about it?
Right now, I like it. Right now, everything is flowing right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go back definitely deep into make sure I can say, hey, it's a classic, or if it's lives up to the Florin, the first one. But you know what I'm saying? Right now, he got one. He has one. This one is like... He has it from every angle you can think of, pro-black, love story. Like, he has it all. Right now, it's going to be jamming for me for probably at least about 2-3 weeks, for sure.
I'm on the second, I'm on the Lil Chris song, so I'm going to come a few songs in. Oh, I ain't listening to that because I don't remember the Jamie Foxx song.
Oh, yeah, that one there, Beloved Love, yeah, that one's nice, man.
I got to get into the album. I'm a Wale fan. I have to say, though, as a Wale fan, I would like to see, like, you know, more progression. And obviously, I need to listen to the album to hear the progression. Just his style and the delivery and just him as an artist, he's kind of just generally been that same Wale since we've heard him.
Yeah, I like that Ambition album. So he do got some good albums that I like. I like the Ambition album is like a lot. Okay, yeah. My favorite album from him is probably the album About Nothing, where he did the
Seinfeld.
The Seinfeld, yeah, that's probably my favorite.
That was continuation from the mixtape. More about
that. Yeah, I know about that one, but I think the album is the album is his best project. As far as he did a lot of, you know, I did this in 2009. You know what I'm saying? Wale, I respect Wale because Wale is like a black nerd. He wears it on his sleeve. You know what I mean? He know about the culture, the shoes, fashion, kind of before it becomes, you know,
sports, everything. Like
he's kind of up on it, and he did a lot of talking about that on this album.
I listened
to it again because I'm pretty sure he went into some more deep dives with it. Mm-hmm. I wish him and J. Cole would have had a better song. I do like the idea of that song because I like Woman with Small Bust too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I don't really like that. That's the one song I have heard, and it was just like, you got Wale and J. Cole.
That's what I'm saying. I don't like that song. I like the idea of that song, but I don't like that song. And to be honest with you, put a woman with a small butt on that song. To me, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like you and J. Cole talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, put Janae on that song. It probably would have made sense at that point because it probably would have had a more R&B vibe to it. Because it does. I'm not sure. I forgot the song they sampled. I don't want to play it on our podcast, you know, and get it taken off. But the Tiffany Nikes, I like that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the song with Rick Ross, but I like one Rick Ross. I like all Rick Ross songs, so I gotta go back to that.
Yeah, and that's MMG group or whatever that they got. Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely one that's... You can sit and listen to it, and you can see the different progressive different songs, and it flows all together. It's not like, you know, somebody may have, oh, this song should be here. No, it all flows together.
Most definitely. Meek new album.
I like it. A lot of people don't like it, but I liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
I think Blue Notes is one of my favorite songs to share, though. Blue Notes too. I like that song a lot. But I think the Meek song, a lot of albums, bro, I'm going to be honest. I think all these dudes set Kendrick up to easily have the best album of the year. Or whatever he dropped.
Nobody's
I think nobody's even close to what I think he can. If he has a fall off from what he did in the past, I think he'll easily better have the best album of the year. Behind J. Cole. J. Cole has the best album of the year.
No, Tyler Creators was pretty good this year.
Over J. Cole?
I like Tyler, bro, but his replay value is not up there. I can listen to it one time and be like, yeah, I like that album. Yeah. But it's not like I constantly go back to it. Like, I still constantly go back to Pimp a Butterfly. Like, when I'm in my crib and I'm cleaning up, I'm putting some Pimp a Butterfly. Kendrick rapping over G-Funk, you know what I'm saying? So let me get that. It's more vibey. I rock with Tyler, but he don't have replay value for me. But I think it's because He say wild shit in his songs.
Tyler's a wild guy.
Yeah, he be saying wild shit.
He came out with Shock Value when he came out.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I appreciate his craft. I'll say that, but, you know, not to take anything from him, but like you said, the replay value.
It's talented, but it's just like...
I'm not going to hear that again.
I can't, it's not whip music for me. I'm not going to be putting up in the whip listening to it.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
I'm not really going to be in the gym listening to it. It's music I listen to when I'm at home, when I'm, you know, I can critique music more, but... Most of the time when I'm at home, I'm be honest, I'm not even listening to rap. I'm listening to R&B when I'm at home.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like, that's no...
What vibe are you in?
To where I can listen to that. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
So, yeah. But also, before we go, we talked, shout out to music. Maxo Cream dropped the album.
Yes. I'm going to give you
how you feel about that? Because he's from your side of town.
He's on the Wale.
You got your hat on right now.
For sure. Now, you know, Maxo Cream, shout out to the H, you know what I'm saying? Southwest Houston, Texas, for sure. But, yeah, now, Maxo, that is his story. And I always took it, I wanted to learn more about Maxo Cream and his story. You know, how he come up. Like, that's where I can say I can relate, because that's where I came from, too, as well. Yeah. So it's like, bam, I understand. I know what he's going through. I know how he's feeling. I know what he's talking about. I ain't got to guess.
I like the song he did with Tyler, the Creator, though.
Yeah. I do like that song, too. I like Tyler's music. It just don't, like I said, it don't have a fit for me in my life. You know what I mean? That's like the same thing where, like, I can respect women rap, but I don't have no, like, I'm not about to ride around listening to Megan talk about what she do to men, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's talented, you know what I'm saying? I feel you, but, like...
Yeah, that ain't what I'm...
You know what I'm saying?
That ain't what I'm doing.
Yeah, that ain't what I'm doing. But I do think, before we go with the Maxo, I think Maxo is talented. I think that he's talented. I think that he has a great story. I think he needs to switch up his production, to me.
Okay.
I think his production is too on the level of, like, still, like, SoundCloud rap, but he's saying serious stuff, but he still got a little bounce to it. I want to see him think of the transition that when Pusha T was rapping over Pharrell beats to when he started rapping over Kanye beats, with a little bit darker, a little bit slower, easy for him to paint a picture. I want him to start rapping over those type of beats.
Some more deep production.
I want him to start rapping over those type of beats.
Paint those pictures. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Look at the feeling stats, you know, dip into the music culture, man. I mean, so let them know where they can find you at, Kobe. You know,
Cam Soda, OnlyFans, The Kobe, you know what I'm saying? Everything else, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, The Kobe.
So you know where they let you can find nothing? None of that? All right. Hey, you can find me, Young and Educated, Instagram, Twitter. Follow the show page, Feeling Stats. Make sure y'all check out the show, man. Share it with your cousin, mama, auntie, brother, sister, all that good stuff. Appreciate y'all listening. We are all our day ones, all our statisticians out there. Please, y'all be blessed, man. It's another episode of Feeling Stats.
Yep.